Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. As we read and study from the New Testament, we read of many sermons and many preachers and their subject. New Testament preachers preached Christ. That is, that was their major theme. Everything that they had to say focused in and around the Christ. He was their theme. He was their focal point in all that they taught. For instance, we read in Acts the 8th chapter how that Philip went down to Samaria. When he was there, he preached Christ to those people, Christ and his kingdom. They didn't know about the Christ, but when Philip got through preaching, they knew about him and they believed what Philip preached and they obeyed what Philip commanded them to do. In that same chapter, we read that later on Philip was with the Ethiopian, and he was riding in his chariot with him, studying from the prophet Isaiah, and he took the passage from Isaiah, which was a prophetic passage, and he preached Jesus unto him. That was the subject that he preached. Paul said that he preached Christ and him crucified, 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 23. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing that if all of those who claim to be gospel preachers today, those who claim to be preaching the Bible, would preach Christ, the things of the authority of Christ? They'd leave off their deathbed emotionalism. They'd leave out their personal testimonies and their book reviews. They wouldn't spend their time talking about social reforms and politics, and they wouldn't be teaching their creeds of their particular denominations and their various human philosophies. And what they would be doing would not be entertaining those people, but would be teaching them concerning Christ, the central personality of all the Bible. Now, what is included in preaching Christ? Well, actually, to preach Christ would be to include everything that's revealed in the Bible about him. Friend, when you preach from Genesis to Revelation, since Christ is the center person of it all, you preach the Bible. You're preaching Christ. You would begin with his preexistence as deity, with the Father, before the beginning, and his part in the creation. And you would certainly tell about the time when he came to this earth, born of the Virgin Mary in the city of Bethlehem. In fact, you would tell everything that he did while here upon this earth, his present rule and his reign over his kingdom in heaven. And you would have to preach his doctrine. You would have to preach his commands. You'd have to preach his promises, and you would preach about his promised return, and that he would be the judge of all. All of these things, you see, would be embodied in the preaching of Christ. Well, one could not possibly include everything that needs to be preached concerning Christ in just one session. That would extend far longer than people would be able to comprehend. But when you preach the Bible, you're preaching Christ, because everything about the Bible focuses its attention upon the Christ. And friend, preaching Christ also includes preaching about his ascension into heaven. And that took place at the conclusion of his earthly ministry. We read in Luke chapter 24, "And he," that's Christ, "led them," that's his apostles, "out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen." Well, that's the New Testament-inspired record of the ascension of Jesus Christ back to the Father in heaven. And we further read in the book of Acts, Christ being in the presence of his apostles. And when they had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, that's the ascension now, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Acts chapter 1. Now this note tells about the ascension of Christ. It promises the return of Jesus Christ as well, does it not? But when we talk about the ascension of Christ, there are several questions that we want to ask, and let the Scriptures give us the answers. And friend, the New Testament is the only reliable source that we have concerning the things of Christ. Oh, I know that so-called scholarly men have come along and written multitudes of books as their opinions and attitudes and doctrines about Christ. Many such things do not even have even a semblance of what is taught in the New Testament about him. If you want to know about the Christ, and if you want to know about his ascension, you must turn to the inspired record that God has given through the Holy Spirit. Well, when did Christ ascend back into heaven? Well, first of all, in terms of years, it was nigh on to 2,000 years ago. And more specifically, it was 40 days after his resurrection. And during that 40 days, he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. Acts chapter 1 and verse 3. In the New Testament, we read how he appeared to many. And there were many that could give evidence of the fact that he had indeed come forth from the tomb, as had been foretold that the Savior would. And we read that as many as 500 saw him at once, 1 Corinthians 15. In fact, there are at least 12, maybe more, different and specific appearances of Jesus after his resurrection that are recorded in the Bible. And what was he doing during these 40 days? Well, while he was here upon this earth, his emphasis and his work was teaching his apostles and others his doctrine, that teaching, that gospel by which men can be saved. And he continued to teach during those 40 days between his resurrection and his ascension. He taught his apostles more and more concerning the kingdom that was to soon come, and a kingdom that did come on the first Pentecost after his resurrection. And even as he was to soon leave them, right up until the last, he kept instructing them because they needed to know the teaching of Christ from Christ. Now his ascension, of course, was at the close of his earthly sojourn on earth, which had been some 33 and a half years. He had been born of the Virgin Mary in the city of Bethlehem. And the last 3.5 years of his life here on this earth was spent in accomplishing his mission. And what was his mission? Well, to preach Christ, you let him tell you what was his mission. In Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, he said he came to seek and to save the lost. Well, what makes people lost? It's because of their sins. That's what alienates us from God, Isaiah chapter 59, 1 and 2. It was the mission of Christ, Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 1:15, to save sinners, to remove that barrier of sin that separates man from God. That was what he was going to provide. He came to this earth to provide the way of salvation for such people as me and you. But now that his work was completed, and as he said in John 17:4, he finished the work which thou gavest me to do, he returned to that state of glory from which he had come, some 33 or so years before. And he ascended while witnesses beheld him. You know, if there had not been any witnesses of this ascension of Christ, and he just disappeared from the scene, people would have wondered, well, whatever happened to him? Well, we don't have to wonder whatever happened to him. The Holy Spirit, through the Scripture, tells what happened to him. Human eyes have never seen anything like that, of course, as the way that Christ ascended into heaven. Oh, it is true that the prophet Elijah was taken up, but Jesus was taken up in a way and manner that was different from anything else. And people knew where he went. Their eyes followed him upward until he was no longer in their sight. The Bible says he was received into the clouds. Now, the value of this witness was immeasurable, friend, in the labor that they were to undertake. They were to go forward and preach salvation through Jesus Christ. They were to convince people to put their faith and their trust and their confidence in Jesus of Nazareth. And they wanted to tell people about him, where he was and what he was doing. Seeing him rise up into heaven, now they could preach with full confidence that truth concerning the whereabouts of Jesus today. And with great emphasis they could declare, as John wrote in 1 John chapter 1, the things that they had seen, the things that they had heard. Yes, they heard Jesus teach. They taught what Jesus taught them to teach. And they saw the Christ. They handled the Christ after his resurrection. And they saw him ascend into heaven. And they heard that promise that this same Jesus that went into heaven, he's going to return in like manner. Well, where was it from this earth that Jesus rose and went back into heaven? Well, he left this world, a world that he had come to save, but a world that received him not. The Scripture says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. He left a world, of course, that was unworthy of him, a world that he brought blessings to it. He had blessed the people, he had healed the people, he had comforted the people. He had taught the people to have respect and obedience to the authority of God through him. And yet so many rejected him, even to the point of crucifying him. He left a world that was in sin when he came, and it was abounding in sin when he left. He left a world where there was so much unrighteousness, even that it is today, where people are not deserving, where they do not merit the blessings of God. You know the irony of the life of Christ on earth, that he came for man's good. And you just wonder, why was it that men hated him so? The Bible says in John 3, light is come into the world. Here's the problem. But men love the darkness of their sins. And so they subjected this just and holy one to abuse and to maltreatment that was even too terrible for the worst sort of criminals. Yes, he left this world, but he will be returning. Will you be prepared for the Lord's return? Will you be prepared for the resurrection? Will you be prepared to stand before God in judgment? Only if you come to the Christ that ascended from Bethany. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.